Okay, so I think I recorded before about my penis preferences and the fact that I really like a nice big hard cock, one that's gonna just tear up my pussy and smash into my cervix. Okay, maybe not that last one. Maybe it's just a little. So tonight, what I'm going to talk about is my experience with a very small dick. Now, a micro penis is like 2¾ of an inch, I think, and this guy was just about pushing 3 inches, so he was really small and thin. So how it came to be that I was fucking this guy with a very small penis was we met on this Yahoo chat room. Was for like local romance, but as you can imagine, that was mostly a hookup chat. And I used it a couple times for that. Really, not too often. I'm a lot more shy than I present myself sometimes. But I started talking to this guy, and he was just great. I mean, we hit it off really well. We could go from just casual talking to sexting back to regular talking. It was just easy and fun and just great. So after a few days of talking, we decided that, we just had to meet up. There was no waiting. There was no feeling each other out. We just needed to feel each other up. So he invited me out for coffee, and we met at this diner, little local diner. And right off the bat, he gives me a kiss. Just a light peck on the lips. Fairly chaste, but it definitely soothed my nerves. And then we go and we had coffee. And that was great too. We just kind of talked for, I don't know, like an hour at least. And it was just so easy and so just right. Then when it came time to leave, he walked me out to my car. And we just started making out right there up against my car. And then we go inside my car. And we start making out even more. Pretty heavily, actually. With a quick progression to him slipping a hand up my skirt and right past my panties. This man had some pretty talented fingers. And one thing to note is, you can't tell a man's penis size by looking at his hands because, oof, this guy would have been majorly hung if that was true. So he's fingering me in the car, and he has me just writhing and just coming so hard. I'm definitely a squirter. If you want to experience a girl who squirts, you gotta find a girl like me. I'm squirting if you look at me right. So he has me just soaking the seat and coming so hard. And of course, I wanna do a little something for him. I'm not that greedy. So I'm feeling him up through his dress pants because he had just come from work, which is super sexy. He has his tie on still. Love me a good tie. Just grab hold. Sexy. So I'm feeling him up through his pants, and it was kind of hard to tell. Or maybe I'm just kind of dumb when it comes to that, but I couldn't really tell how big he was through his pants. I couldn't tell if he was even fully hard or not. You know, I know some guys takes a bit to get ready for prime time action. And he really wasn't too... I mean, he was enjoying everything I was doing to him, but he didn't seem too keen on me playing with him too much. Looking back now, I realize he was probably a little self-conscious, and that's probably why he's gotten as good at the whole fingering thing as he is. Because you got a girl going hard enough, she's not going to notice anything. Kinda. So I finally get his dick out, and I'm giving him a hand job. And of course, at that point, I realize he's pretty small. And I'm cool with that. You know, I wasn't disappointed. I didn't laugh. I was really turned on, and I'm ready to jump on this guy's dick. Like, literally. I wanted to fuck him right then and there. But then, he didn't want to fuck me right then and there. Well, I think he kind of wanted me to fuck him right then and there, but he was saying he didn't want to do it right there in the car. Then we got interrupted. There was a bunch of people coming out of the diner, and we were parked around back in, like, the secondary parking lot, but these people also were back there, and so we got interrupted. And by that point, you know, the mood was killed. It was, we were starting to calm down, and so things stopped, and we parted and went our merry ways. I was more than satisfied at that point. Plenty satisfied, I might say. And we kept in contact. He works a lot and is like an hour away from me, so it's not like we could hook up on a regular very easily. And both of us had roommates at the time, and I'm not the kind of person to bring guys home, so one night when they were out, I invited him over because he was in the area. And so this is the first time I really get a good look at his dick. Went quick like it before, you know, we just kind of were all over each other. He was, he was fingering me before he got, like, 3 feet in the door. He just started kissing me, and then his hands were all over me, and he had me up against the wall, and and then eventually we make it down to the couch, and more making out, and clothes were quickly shed, and his tongue is every bit as talented as his fingers. Then his pants come off, I really got a good look at him. And again, I didn't... There's no laughing. I could see that he was quite small. Smallest I've ever been with. And I was perfectly willing to give it a shot. He had me coming a couple times, and then we got down to the dirty. And it was quick. You know, just missionary. Just fucked me really quick. I could barely feel it at all. That's okay. I'm not a really big fan of penetration. I get overstimulated really quickly, so I'm actually pretty cool with short intercourse at that point. he got off, wanted him to come on my stomach, but he shot me in the face. An accident. Bad aim. I did laugh at that part. And so after that, we hooked up a few more times. And the unfortunate thing about a guy with a small dick is you really gotta have your A game on when it comes to foreplay. Or you gotta really know how to use that thing, because, like I said, barely felt it, missionary. Not great. And subsequent times, the foreplay was less and less until, like, the last time we had sex. It was barely anything, and he was not willing to do anything other than missionary. I like to ride on guys, and I like doggy style. I mean, smack my ass, pull my hair. Love it. He was not interested. He was a big fan of missionary, and that just wasn't working for me. And I did say something to him. He was a little self-conscious about his dick size, and I was like, come on, let's work with it. He didn't want to. So, we didn't end up hooking up again after that. He still contacts me every once in a while, though. I don't know why. Because I ain't going there if he's not going to really put up. So, did I tell anybody about it later? Yeah, lots. I've told the story quite a few times. It's more of a, like, kind of a PSA to any guys with little dicks. Step up your oral game. Learn how to finger a girl. You know, don't rely on your cock, because it's not your strong point. And so, I guess that's it.